Fortify your life today.
It was 8 years ago that our world changed dramatically here in the United States, and that's everywhere in the United States, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's tough not to think about what it was like that day, where you were, what your thoughts were, and the pure shock and ultimately, probably among some of you, the anger over how could this happen? What happened? Who dropped the ball? Where are we now, 8 years later? Do you feel safer? You have to ask yourself that question. When you get on a plane, do you think about it? Do you feel like things have been put in place in motion to stop the people who, let's face it, now are on a roll and would like nothing better than to do something else, I think, in the United States? Hasn't happened so far. But with some of the things that are happening, I think, as regards to Guantanamo and interrogation techniques and the CIA getting blasted and all that other sort of stuff, I think it makes it that much tougher for the people in the game of trying to get information and trying to break terror cells both in the United States and outside of our borders. Makes it real tough when their hands are tied. So here's the scoop. Leon Panetta knows this. It's been a rough ride, especially in the last 6 or 7 months for the CIA, and the morale still is pretty low. So Panetta, who is now famous for his emails encouraging the staff members, sent one out to mark the 8th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks because of all the scrutiny over the enhanced interrogation techniques used on the detainees and questions about who should be responsible and held responsible, and also sharing information with the FBI and other federal agencies. He kind of sent an email out, not kind of, he did send an email out to rally the troops. I just wanted to give you a little part of that email in case you haven't heard about it. You know, it's interesting how these things always leak out, or I guess it could be public information, though, after that. But somebody did initially leak it. And he starts off and he says, "Tomorrow our nation as a whole remembers those lost was 8 years ago. For the men and the women of the CIA, September 11th is a constant, powerful incentive in the war against Al-Qaeda and its violent sympathizers. Our agency is at the center of the fight. We have no higher priority or greater focus." And then he goes through the email and he says, "It is difficult, hazardous work, but your skill, dedication, and valor make good on our responsibility, not only to the memory of those who perished on September 11th, but to their families and to all Americans. We will never forget their sacrifice. We will never rest." I like this part. "We will never rest until we have brought those responsible for this tragedy to justice." Now, if you remember that day when everybody was scrambling, first in New York, when there was the realization a plane just went through a building, oh my God, a second plane has gone through, then you knew it was terrorism. The networks were scrambling all over the place to get information out. And, of course, for everybody, that was pretty much the source, anybody outside of New York, unless you were right there at where it was happening. And what was the response? What was the United States going to do? Who's responsible? That's who's safe? How many people are making it out? All that sort of stuff became big headlines. And, of course, how do we help the people who have been touched by this tragedy? That was another thing that happened as a result of those who perished in the buildings, in the field, and in the Pentagon, and then ultimately remembering the people as heroes, especially the people on the flight, where that plane could have gone into another building in Washington, but instead went down in a field and luckily didn't kill anybody on the ground. The president was at a school and, of course, was caught off guard when this happened. Here is what he said, if you remember seeing him on television that day.
"Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I unfortunately, will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Secretary Rod Paige and Lieutenant Governor will take the podium and discuss education. I do want to thank the folks here at Booker Elementary School for their hospitality. Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
All right, and of course, there was a moment of silence after that as well, and I think you just, somewhere in your heart today, just take a moment to remember those people, because the tragedy, I mean, 3,000 people, and as I said when I first jumped on the air, the tentacles and of how many people it really touched is much, much more than that. A couple of quick personal notes. I was in New York when it happened. It was shocking. It was very, very hard to talk to the people on the radio. We were doing sports then, or I was doing sports at a very big, big, big station, WFAN in New York, and we suspended all sports conversation. There was no talking about the Giants or the Jets or what was going on in the world of hockey or any other sport. It just was off, game off. And, of course, sports, they were suspended as well, baseball, et cetera. And people jammed the phone lines because everybody was distraught and they were reaching out and trying to find a way to, I don't know, feel better, feel clarity, whatever the word is. So it was tough. It was tough to hear that, but maybe it was cathartic for me, I guess, in a way. And sometime in a future show, I will play a little slice of that for you. But my mother, who worked as somebody who was putting people in jobs in the government, was trying to find people work, had a young man, a young military guy, who was trying to get in at the Pentagon and would call her and call her and, Mrs. Laney, you got to help me and see what you can do, and would send his resume and all that other sort of stuff. And finally, she had gotten him into the Pentagon, and do you know that he was one of the people killed as a result of that plane that flew into the Pentagon? Very, very, very sad. Sad stories from the Pentagon and from the field in Shanksville, people trying to stop, of course, that plane from flying into D.C. and the pictures of people running over the bridge, just really, really, really a horrible thing for all of us to live through. So just remember, and this is why I always say this, you live life, because these people perished. They didn't know that day when they went to work, when they were getting a cup of coffee, when they just happened to be downtown at the wrong, or in the Wall Street District at the wrong time, that they would get caught in that melee. Who knew? Because it was a beautiful, clear, sunny day, just another day where we were moving about through our lives. I was reading the sports page. You were probably getting up doing something else. Who knows? But just remember those people at some point during the day, and the fight is definitely far from over. Much more to come. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kate, swinging for the fences with you here across America on ATN. Oh, this next guest is going to be a lot of fun for a couple of different reasons. One, we're going to talk about something that is being considered the Waxman-Markey Energy Tax Bill, which most people, you know, we start to talk about the issue, start to talk about things that'll really kill us and send us into poverty, and then people are always asking me, what's the name of that again? I need to write to somebody. So we're going to dive into that. But also today, there's the announcement from Washington that it just takes one little prick, one little stick of the needle, that is, for the H1N1 virus, the vaccine. But what about all those giant headlines that we saw and everybody talking about 50% of us were going to get the swine flu and how many of us were going to drop dead as a result of it? If you go to this website, junkscience.com, it's awesome. It dispels so much of the information that's out there that is strictly misinformation. We are happy to welcome the publisher, Steve Malloy, to ATN. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about that swine flu thing first. I thought it was great. When I went to your website today, I was actually talking to someone back east about this, about the whole, I keep calling it the swine flu. I hate that right. H1N1. But you had some great information that really knocked down some of the dramatic headlines that we heard. And the first thing that you talked about is Australia, because their flu season is winding down. What was initially announced about how many people were going to catch the swine flu and what dramatic things were going to happen to them in Australia?
I can't remember the exact numbers. You know, we've been living under this fear of swine flu now for how long? 6 months?
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be just, you know, thousands of us dying. It was huge panic earlier in the year. And just none of this has come true. And you know, it's actually been longer than that. It's actually been several years that the U.S. has been living under the cloud of, you know, some sort of killer flu. And it's just never materialized. And, you know, we've got this whole flu industry out there. They seem to can't wait until we just all drop dead from it, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, no kidding. I say that all the time. It's somebody told me, a former Canadian health minister said, it's just a hoax. It's just kind of a hoax. Yes,
well,
it's a,
I mean,
it, it, there is a variety. There is a strain of it. We know that.
Yeah.
But it's but there are other influences that have been worse than swine flu.
Oh, yeah, your standard seasonal flu, I mean, kills, you know, tens of thousands of Americans every year. And, it's, you know, it's terrible. But no one has gotten too wound up about it. But, you know, now with the H1N1, we've just lost our minds. So,
yeah, no
I don't
kidding.
Know. I guess it's just part of 21st century America.
That's true. No kidding. We want to talk about climate. And we want to talk about this, that, you know, obviously the climate bill, we know a lot of people are opposed to it. What were the latest numbers? 35% of Americans favor the climate change bill, but 40% are opposed to it, and the people who are against it are definitely much more stronger. They do some great research. They call the show all the time, and they are armed to bear with the facts. We have such a bad feeling about this. What ultimately do you see happening with the whole in the whole climate game?
Well, the most recent news is that healthcare has just completely overwhelmed the Democrats in Congress. And so they're not sure whether they're going to be able to get a climate bill going this fall. You know, they wanted to have something so that maybe President Obama could go to Copenhagen in December. Copenhagen is where the next round of the United Nations international treaty negotiations are going to be. But the Democrats have overwhelmed themselves with health care, so they're not sure there's going to be enough time. So we'll have to see. I find it hard to believe that the environmentalists will let the Democrats get away with no bill this fall, but I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, specifically, you know, I mentioned this, the Waxman-Markey energy tax bill. For people who don't know, what do you think that would do if that were enacted?
Well, do a number of things. Most people talk about it just in terms of the energy tax, and what we're talking about maybe is Congress would make electricity $9 trillion more expensive between 2012 and 2050. It's a lot of money. These are costs that would be forced upon utilities, since utilities just don't have that much money lying around, not in petty cash, or you know, they can't even pay for that out of profits. They'd have to raise rates dramatically. So depending on where you are in America, and what source of fuel is used to produce your electricity, you could see your electric bill going up from 50 to 100% or more. The highest rates would be seen probably in the flyover states where there's a lot of coal use. So that's, you know, that's just sort of the start. I think that what the bill would do would be to establish an entire sort of regime for the environmentalists to control virtually every aspect of our lives based on the myth that man-made emissions of carbon dioxide are destroying the planet. I mean, these are people that want to tell you where to live, where to work, how many children you can have, what kind of car you can drive. In California, they're already working on what color car you can drive, how much energy you can use, how much water you can have, what sort of food you should be eating. It's just a whole... you know, virtually every aspect of our lives they want to control through CO2 caps.
Yeah, so scary when you think of it, too. It's a great sleight of hand. If you can keep pumping buzzwords, global warming, here's what's happening, show the glaciers on the tube, whatever, and try to, for people who don't know, to try to get them to buy into this. But I think it's, as you say, besides the control, of course they want to control it because they want to make the big bucks on the whole energy deal, right?
Well, yeah, there's really two agendas going on. First, you've got the green agenda. You know, we, at the end of the Cold War, we threw these people out the window red and they walked back in the front door green. And then you've got the people that are trying to make money while they can off things like global warming. You've got, you know, big companies like General Electric. General Electric wants a federal law requiring electric utilities to buy its windmills and solar panels and, you know, forcing consumers to pay for more expensive appliances that don't really do anything. You know, Goldman Sachs and the rest of Wall Street, Goldman Sachs owns the exchanges where carbon allowances issued under Waxman-Markey would be traded. Of course, then you have people people like Al Gore. Al Gore is a partner of a venture capital firm. They have invested $1.5 billion in about 60 companies that stand to benefit from cap and trade. So there's, you know, you got those two generals. You got the political one and the financial one. And, you know, they both rely on squeezing consumers and taxpayers.
Yeah, and Copenhagen is the big showdown. I think there's going to be a lot of protests there, and it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of that.
Yeah, that's going to be in December. That's the Greens want a follow up to the Kyoto Protocol. They'd like to get the U.S. involved in a treaty. You got the international aspect of this is that you've got the sort of global governance, which is kind of a green theme. Plus, you have the Europeans. You know, they want to. Our economy is just way too competitive for them, so they want to hamper us by forcing us into a international global warming treaty, which will make energy more expensive over here and make us less competitive. The Chinese and Indians and Mexicans and other countries in the developing world would love to get their hands on money from U.S. taxpayers. President Obama would love to send U.S. taxpayer money abroad. There's a lot going on. It's really unfortunate that the American taxpayers and consumers are being targeted like this by the rest of the world. But yeah, that's why we got to fight this.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. Steve, you were a great guest. Can we have you on again?
Sure, anytime.
Excellent. And you've got a book out, too, a good book, Green Hell. It's got a lot of the stuff we talked about in it.
Yeah, Green Hell, How Environmentalists Plan to Control Your Life and What You Do to Stop Them. It tells you what green is all about and hopefully describes why it's so important to stop these people.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Malloy, you have a good one. Thanks for hanging late with us.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. It's funny, in talking to Steve about the whole green issue, one of the things that came out today was something from France where actually Sarkozy now, the president of France, is talking about a carbon tax on imports. And a couple of people obviously would balk at this. And part of the reason why is because this carbon tax would block so many who do business there. It's a sort of a new charge on fossil fuel products in France, and he's saying he's not going to accept a system that imports products from countries that don't respect the rules on carbon emission reductions. And this is a big, giant shot across the bow, if you will. And some European countries, like Italy for one, they say it would be pretty catastrophic for them. China, India, a whole bunch of others, not to mention the good old USA. Stay with us, odds and ends on the flip side.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
And ends today, it shouldn't be a surprise. We can almost put this in sports shorts, but we have the first NFL game of the season, and it goes into overtime. The Steelers beat Tennessee 13-10. It's a pretty decent game. Not much of a run game ever established till the tail end. Even then, not really for the Steelers, but the Steelers won. So out of the gate, that's 18 comebacks for Big Bad Ben Roethlisberger. Our next guest, I'm excited to have him on because we're doing Nail the Score, of course, later as we pick the game of the week and you get a chance to nail the score and win some fabulous prizes. I hope someone does that. With the NFL kicking off, everybody wants to know how many games their favorite teams are going to win. You might not like some of the answers, but RJ Bell from pregame.com has calculated the odds, and he's here to talk about it. Hey, RJ, how are you?
Oh, great. Just finished watching the game and excited to be on.
Well, you're excited because aren't you a Steelers fan?
You know, I am, actually. I grew up about an hour from Pittsburgh and went to Ohio State, so it's a big weekend for me. Ohio State now coming up Saturday.
Yeah, no kidding. That should be an interesting game. You know, a lot of folks that I know in the sports business aren't picking your Buckeyes to win that.
You know, actually, this is a perfect example of how a single game on TV can affect so many opinions, is this Navy game where Ohio State struggled clearly and just pulled it out has so swayed everyone against the Buckeyes. Well, the truth is, this could be a big advantage for Ohio State in that, one, it's very evident they weren't preparing for Navy, which means that they were preparing for USC. And they got by Navy without the prep, and here we are now, the whole off season, getting ready for USC, so that could be a big advantage. And number two, USC is going to feel a lot more comfortable considering the way Ohio State looked, which is always an edge when a team starts to get a little complacent.
Yeah, boy, I absolutely agree with you. All right, so you sat down, you did the calculations so you could come up with the predictions. First of all, tell us how you came up with those calculations. How did you arrive at how many wins a team would have?
It's actually a pretty unique approach. Is there in Vegas and online right now, you can actually bet any NFL game of the year. So literally all 16 games for all 32 teams have a point spread on them right now. So what I did was I looked at every team's games, looked at the point spread, converted that number to a percentage chance of winning the game. And there's a mathematical way to say if one team is favored by 3, they're supposed to win 60% or whatever the math of it is. And then I added up all of the percentages for all the teams, and it came up with the actual number of games Vegas is saying these teams should win.
Wow. So in the AFC East, you have the Patriots winning how many games?
11.2. So clearly you can't win a fraction of a game, but with the computer calculations, it's saying slightly over, you know, there's a better chance they're going to win slightly over 11 games or more.
All right, so, and that's the AFC East. In the AFC North, the Steelers won tonight, so one of your predictions comes true. How many more wins will they have?
It looks like 11 exactly,
mm-hmm.
or 11 in total exactly.
Mm-hmm. AFC West, the team I like, the Chargers, how many are they going to have?
10.8, and they're going to win the division, according to Vegas.
They're going to win the division. I like that. You know, Tomlinson, boy, he is a heck of a guy to try to stop, obviously. I think he's going to have a great year. AFC South, the Colts.
Colts, and they're going to win that division, and they're 10.4 wins. So, actually, it's interesting. The AFC has all four division winners projected to win 10 games or more. In the NFC, all four division winners are projected to win less than 10 games, all four. And the reason for that is, it's interesting, in the AFC, after you have the 5th and 6th team, which is typically, or not typically, but always the wild card, you have Baltimore coming in as the first wild card, and Tennessee is the second. After that, the next highest team are the Texans at 7.7 wins, which is less than even a 500 team. So it's really the top six in the AFC, and then there's a big drop-off. In the NFC, you've got the top six, which are Philadelphia, Minnesota, New Orleans, and Arizona. Then you've got the Giants and Cowboys as the wild cards. But here's what's interesting. The Cowboys are projected to win 9.2 games. But you got the Panthers at 9 wins, the Packers at 9 wins, the Bears at 8.2, and the Falcons at 8.2. So you have literally 10 teams all between 8.2 and 9.8, all within a game and a half of each other. So it's a lot of parity in the NFC.
Yeah, and boy, no kidding. And you have the Eagles as the NFC champs, and as the Super Bowl champs, you have the Patriots, and same thing, crunching the numbers, that's how you arrived at all that?
Yes, and once we got to the playoffs, we looked at the future odds, and that's Vegas saying, here's who we think has the best chance to win. And it's interesting is a team like Pittsburgh that is doing, you know, are favorites in every game this year. Now with their safety hurt tonight, and they're saying now he might be out 3 to 6 weeks, that might change. But prior to tonight, the Steelers were favored in every game. But even so, Vegas thinks the Chargers have a better chance to win the Super Bowl and the Patriots. So actually, the Steelers are only third in the AFC, even though they're favored in every game at this point.
Yeah, boy. Wow, how cool is that? You know what's interesting, too? You also, I saw this at the bottom when I was looking through all of your notes and the calculations and whatnot. You have the top 5 draft choices for 2010. And, of course, that's going to be the people who are losing. So who's number 1 in the draft?
Well, you know, it's like Groundhog Day. Is the Lions are projected out to win only 4.4 games. And what's interesting is The Rams, who have the second worst projections at 4.5, so just slightly behind or ahead, whatever way you want to look at it. But here's what's interesting. The Rams are actually underdogs in all 16 games this year. There's not one game that they're favored right now.
Oh, that's awful. That's terrible if you're a Rams fan. And what makes sense, though, if you look at what they have on the field on both sides of the ball. And how about those the poor Chiefs with a new coach? Everything supposedly was a new attitude, but the Chiefs are third on your draft list.
Yeah, third, and then the Broncos are fourth, and the Browns are fifth. And everyone always says, well, where's the Oakland Raiders? Well, they're just out. They're sixth right now.
Wow. It should be an interesting year. I mean, pregame.com. How long have you been doing pregame now?
You know, I've been in this business for over a decade, but pregame.com has been since January 2005.
When are you going to get a real job?
You know, something I got to tell you, Kate, is it's literally 70 hours a week for me. So a real job would be like a vacation.
No, I know it is. Pregame.com is an excellent, excellent website. I mean, you've got so many good people that work for you, and you've so much good information. I tell everyone listening to us to go to pregame.com. RJ, always entertaining. We enjoyed having you on. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Always fun with you, Kate. Thank you.
All right, RJ Bell from pregame.com. He's right about that. People don't realize when, you know, this all this stuff coming out of Vegas, even when these casinos put the odds up, half of the guys who are the odds makers are people who went to MIT and, you know, some of your bigger mathematical genius types across the country. And they're the people that are hired, of course, to set the lines. And they're doing what RJ's doing, crunching the numbers. So it has nothing to do with hunches. It doesn't have anything to do with hunches. It has to do with cold, hard facts on previous matchups, etc., and crunching, like I said, those all-important numbers to set those lines for the over, the unders, and all the things that entails when you put numbers up on a board. It's a good time to remind you, like I did at the top of this segment, Nail the Score is coming up in the third hour. It's so much fun. Now, I'm on a new network, so I'm hoping that this is reaching a lot of people. What it is we pull out the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like playing lottery. You just pick whatever you think the final score is going to be. For example, if it was Philadelphia and Carolina, if you said Philly was going to win 27-17, that would be your final score. And you don't have to know anything about the Eagles or Carolina. You're just picking one of the teams, and you're just telling us what you think the final numbers will be in the end. And if you nail the score, you win our prize pack that I keep talking about. Who couldn't use that in this recession? You could actually go out to eat. Can you imagine? You can actually go out to some of our more interesting restaurants across the United States with your brand new cell phone, by the way. And then you could take in a movie or two or three, because there's a whole bunch of movie tickets in there. So you could go to the movies and not have to pay the outrageous prices. I mean, really, it's the concessions. So when you get to the concession part of the movie, that's where we all go wrong. It's not so much the movie ticket price, although in some places that can be pretty steep. Recently, I was in a big city in Los Angeles, and the tickets were $9.50. That's ridiculous. I could stay home and rent two movies for less than that. In fact, I could probably rent four or five movies, but we take care of all that. If you nail the score, and we have all these weeks to play with this, you can come back every single week, whatever the game of the week is. If you nail the score, you get the prize pack. So let's hope we have a winner. We haven't had a winner. We had a winner one time in the entire time that I've done this, but not for football. It was for college basketball, because we had so much fun doing it. And we talk so much about politically what's not happening and what else is going on in our lives. It was really interesting to see that nobody, and everybody was so passionate about it, nobody nailed the score in the football season, but they did it in college hoops. Coming up on the flip side, more reaction, this time from Republicans on Obama's speech. Stay with us.
How How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Birthdays, also news you can abuse, and this day in history as well. Celebrating a birthday, Ludacris. I actually like Ludacris. He does a lot for the underprivileged people, I think, in some of the urban areas, but not just there, just in other places as well. But I like, there's a lot I like about Ludacris. Also, singer Harry Connick Jr. is celebrating a pretty decent-sized birthday as well. Then there's a slew of other people you probably don't know. Not a great day for birthdays, and I tried hard. I looked all over the place. Do you know that today is National Neighborhood Day and Make Your Bed Day? Matt, do you make your bed, or are you kind of the kind of guy that leaves it kind of rumpled?
It's an organized mess. I guess is the best way to put it. I don't know. Why make your bed? I never got the point of it. I always argue with my parents about it when I was younger. They're always like, make your bed. And that, just why? I'm going to mess it up 4 hours from now, you know?
I like to have a made bed. I don't know why. I just don't like it a shambles. But I can't say that it's always that way. There have been times when I've been rushing around and I just pull the, you know, I like have the comforter thing.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. So you just, so it's pretty easy. You can just like slam it over the top and it might not look fabulous, but it covers everything.
Yeah. People are coming over or something like that. Yeah. I'll, you know, tidy it up a little bit, but why am I making it neat for myself? I don't know. I never understood that point of it. So I don't know.
All right, just remember, maybe today in honor of the day, you make it for this one time. And also, remember when you go and see your buddies tonight, it's National Tricky Handshake Day, whatever that means.
All right, I'll come up with a new one then.
The Secret Squirrel Handshake. Fraternities and sororities are famous for that crazy, silly ways to shake hands when they enter their meeting rooms and stuff. And there's other people that go with the deal of this crazy handshake. I was talking about birthdays, and over the weekend there's some big birthdays, like Barry White is 64 years old. Also Linda Gray, remember her from Dallas, she's 68 years old and celebrating a birthday as well. Sam Neill, he's 61. There's some interesting birthdays. Ben Savage is 28, Fiona Apple, singer, 31, Tyler Perry is 39. I like Tyler Perry. This guy has the world by a tail, no question about it. Also, Jennifer Hudson, 27 years old. Reuben Stoddard is 30 years old. And speaking of Reuben Stoddard, there was a big announcement about American Idol. Now, I say this all the time. I don't watch American Idol. I know 32 million people do. I know sort of what's going on there because when you flip around and when you read enough, you're going to see it and you're going to know, oh, well, there was this controversy or crazy Paula Abdul did something. But Paula Abdul is now off the show. And in place of Paula Abdul, they decided to go with, it was so shocking because I thought they were using different people or something, but instead they decided to go with one person, and the person that they chose to go with is Ellen DeGeneres from the, you know, Ellen show. Maybe because she dances, you know, and fools around with music on her show or whatever, I don't know. But Randy Jackson, who was one of the original members on that panel along with Simon Cowell, he had this to say about Ellen being part of Idol this upcoming season.
Happy, very happy. I started laughing. I was like, yo, let's have a good time. What? I think she'll bring the voice to the people because I think that's what she is. You know, she's like, she's my homegirl from Louisiana. We're both in Louisiana, so the South's going to do it again. That's right. But I think she's going to bring the voice of the people. You know, I mean, she's not like a music expert, but I think, you know, the people sitting at home, the show's really about them. You know, and I mean, you know, Simon and I and Kara are all the music experts that you need.
All right, so we move from that big announcement to news you can abuse in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Allentown became Gator Country, at least for a day. They said that the police were saying that they had to capture a 6-foot alligator. It was sunning itself in a city park. Somebody drove by and they saw this big reptile. So they pinned the 130-pound gator, taped its snout shut. They took it to a reptile farm in the Poconos, which is in the mountains. They think the gator might have been set loose by someone who had kept it as a pet. Why people have alligators as pets, I don't know, but then to throw it out in a park, in a city park, who knows who could have accidentally stumbled on the gator. They're lucky it wasn't something worse. Somebody walking a little dog, I mean, who knows? Crazy, stupid, idiots, I just don't get it. Explain it. That definitely fits in news that you can abuse. Here's a strange one from Denver. What can Brown do for you? That resonated with a lot of people in the television commercial. Of course, it's about UPS. The Denver Post reported a single UPS delivery truck is the champion of local parking violations. Check this out. The truck was ticketed 196 times last year. Fines totaled $5,700. A UPS spokesperson says that the parking tickets are the cost of doing business in some cities. So they pick up the cost. They tell their UPS drivers, you got to get it delivered, screw it. Get a ticket, we'll pay for it. I've never worked for anyone that said they would pay for a parking ticket for me. Let's go to Maryland. In Maryland, apparently, police had to shut down the highway. It was Washington, D.C. suburb in that state after a load of coins dropped from a truck. on the southbound side of U.S. Route 301. They closed the traffic for about an hour to clean up the money spill. Police say the back door of the armored car wasn't closed properly. They're not sure how much money was scattered on the highway, but it was just coins, no bills. Apparently, lots of pennies went flying down the road. I'm sure they didn't get every single cent, if you know what I mean. Finally, we have this story, and we actually talked about this before in Cincinnati, the fight over this dog. Two Cincinnati women are suing the owner of a missing Chihuahua over the reward. Carmen Dominguez and Sheila Miller say they never received the advertised $1,000 for returning the pooch named Wilfred. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports the two women say they spotted the dog as it was about to dart into traffic and picked it up and had no tags. Weeks later, the women say they saw an online ad offering a $1,000 reward and returned it. They're charging fraud and seek up to $15,000 in damages. Defendant Lynn Creech says she won't pay because her daughter's Chihuahua was stolen. Ooh, there must be much more to this story. We don't have time to settle that squabble. Certainly not. All right, let's head to this day in history. A couple of interesting ones for you. And it includes the fact that in 1971, the animated TV series The Jackson 5, featuring the voices of the five Jackson brothers, debuted on ABC. Did you ever catch that? They still, I think, run it. I know I've seen it. In 1981, First Lady Nancy Reagan spent $200,000 on new china for the White House. She said they really needed it. In 1974, Little House on the Prairie premiered on NBC, starring Michael Landon, Melissa Gilbert, Melissa Sue Anderson, and a couple of twins, Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush. I never watched that show. 1984, singer Barbara Mandrell was seriously injured in a head-on traffic crash in Hendersonville, Tennessee. If you remember now, she's a big advocate for seatbelts and talked about safety and all that stuff afterwards. Here's a big one. In 85, Then a Red, Pete Rose's 4,192nd hit broke Ty Cobb's career record. President Ronald Reagan congratulated Rose by phone. In 1987, when a tennis tournament ran overtime, anchor Dan Rather walked off the set of CBS Evening News and didn't return. When the tennis coverage ended, CBS went black for 6 minutes. And television, that is like an eternity. Are you kidding me? All right, quickly, we have some birthdays for you. Virginia Madsen is 46. Laura Wright is 39. Ryan Slattery, 31. Harry Connick Jr., 42 years old, rapper Ludacris is 32, baseball's Ellis Burks, 45 years old. A good time to remind you if you're celebrating a birthday. Oh, happy, happy birthday to you. Go out and buy yourself a big lunch if no one pays attention to you, and let's hope nobody tricks you with those candles that, you know, the kind you can't blow out. Go out and make it a good one, everybody. You can flip us an email, americatonight.net.